Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This evening, I'm your host, Shabaka Sankore. Joined here with me is our co-host and candidate for mayor of Denver, Brother Che Nkrumah, Jesse Paris. I'm coming back, folks. You know, I've been off the air myself, you know, for the last few weeks. So we're back at it again, and I want to thank the crew, you know, for holding it down in my absence very much. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you from Los Angeles, California. Okay, I always said that I was going to come to the Hollywood area, the L.A. area. Well, I'm here, and we hope to be having some future shows more from Los Angeles as well. Well, with this here being so-called Memorial Day, I'm looking at it as a tribute to the ancestors, our long-term ancestors, our short-term ancestors, and throughout the show as it evolves, you'll see, you know, what we're trying to do here. So Memorial Day is when it is recognized of the contributions of those who made great sacrifice or the ultimate sacrifice to make a change in the world history. And as we did mention that Brother Che and myself discussed the irony of the NBA mentioning, you know, the school deaths at the school, elementary school or junior high school there in Texas, which is bad enough. But however, the NBA did not mention what had happened before that in Buffalo, New York, where this individual had went and murdered 10 black people, middle-aged, young, you know, the elderly as well, too, and he was taken into custody alive. Very interesting. And then also, too, material that I've came across where he had shot one person who was not black and then apologized for shooting him off of material that I've saw and then went on and went to commit, you know, mass murder. Yes, it's very, very interesting, you know, of how selective of how mainstream media gets, you know, diverting, you know, attention, you know, from very serious underlying issues. Just like with Colin Kaepernick a few years back, where he was playing for San Francisco and they cut him from the team because of he was kneeling down. And then from what I understand, he's supposed to be trying to do something with the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, we'll see what happens with Brother Colin Kaepernick. And so I'm going to turn it over here to I'm sorry?
Yeah, but I called in.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely appreciate our East Coast correspondent, Brother Isaiah from Baltimore. Yeah, definitely bring the brother on and go on and wish our listeners, you know, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
What's the
intention
for tonight?
Okay, it's tribute to the ancestors, Brother Isaiah. And so we're going to look at, you know, of all our ancestors, our long-term ancestors and our short-term ancestors,
right.
You know, of course, our long-term ancestors off the continent prior to the transatlantic slave trade. Also, too, we're going to be paying tribute to those who died in the struggle of liberation and equality and what have you during the civil rights era and the black empowerment era. And thank them for their contribution, man, you know, to our history. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Buffalo shooting of where 10 of our people were killed on your side of the world right there. And maybe you can give us some in-depth feedback on that. And then, of course, the irony of the NBA, during the NBA championships, which has now evolved, I believe, into Golden State playing Boston, I believe. Okay. Well, a few days ago, where they had mentioned the situation that happened in Uvalde, Texas, you know, where the 14 school children were killed, unfortunately.
All these three, the mass shootings was going on. I just want to know, what in his right mind to go up to the school he was really that bored that he decided to shoot up the school. Like, you know, he put a child in that danger, man. That shit's bad. Like, come on, man. And Buffalo is crazy too. Like if it's like I'm killing hundred feet upon them, I'm from the damn right on the supremacist. God damn.
Yeah.
Like everywhere I'm looking, every as I look at the news, they're looking at another manslaughter, another terrorist to go up to the different spaces to shoot up all the schools, shoot up everything. I'm not really surprised about that because, you know, it's been going on for years and centuries. But the white supremacy is doing the same old shit every single year and every single month and every single century.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it just keeps going on and on and on again. It's because as much as we try to assimilate, you know, off into the culture and norms of the oppressor, you see, the more that countermands our progress politically, economically, commercially, scientifically. You see what I'm saying? And I was just
I never called him terrorist. The media been saying, oh, he's mentally ill, like something wrong, like something happened to his childhood, like, and blah, 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 and all that. He misguided, like, oh, man, like, fuck that shit. Like, he's a fucking terrorist.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they give us the same dribble again and again and again, and then you... as Brother Chad played on our last podcast in tribute to Brother Malcolm's 97th solar return, is that they just want us to suffer peacefully. You know, bash us upside the head, you know, murder us. Just like in Charleston, South Carolina with Dylan Rook, they want us to suffer peacefully.
That's why they always get out with the camera talking about forgive. They didn't do that with the people.
Oh, yeah.
They did that in Buffalo.
Exactly.
They're only going to charge that mass shooter with one murder.
Right.
Exactly. And then, as we always had, one of our narratives on this platform is, and this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, ladies and gentlemen, part of Frontline Campaign .org, you know, our sponsor, and also too, West Coast correspondent for Frontline Black News as well too. So definitely check us out up on YouTube. Definitely check us out on StreamYard, generally every Saturday night. Get with Brother Trey on that. You know, go to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on the like page. Definitely check us out on Twitter as well, too. And our Twitter handle is Shabaka, capital EXP. But the thing is, though, ladies and gentlemen, as we had always stated and will continue to state, is that it's time for us, and been time, like about, say, 65 years too late, of us to become self-sufficient and cut the damn check, you know, $100 trillion in tangible assets, which is land, labor, capital, you know, educational institutions for innovation and self-development.
Cut the check.
Exactly. And then speaking of reparations, Brother Isaiah, glad you brought it up. And the irony is, Brother, you definitely bring a lot of situations in California to my attention out here. Okay. However, though, California did approve, from what I understand, you know, reparations, but you have to prove your lineage to slavery.
Right. Yep. Going back to the 1900 census.
Sure.
And before that, 1800s too. Right.
1870. Right.
So
1970. I've been following the real closely. Yeah, you're right.
Right. And then in tributary our ancestors, I believe I saw a clip from Dr. Martin Luther King in the late 1960s where he was talking about that when it came to the slaves being freed, you know, he didn't have no sense, you know, of a home nation or state or what have you. And then when slavery was over, we didn't have no land. We had spilt our blood on and our sweat and various other things, you see. And as we have always said, that land is a major factor of production.
Yep.
Exactly.
They let us burn a house also.
Right. And then so also, too, we need to check out building more on a righteous way instead of all these scammers and greedy individuals, you know, and neo-colonialists and what have you on our international economics. It's because the world's raw materials that produces, you know, these durable goods today. You see what I mean? And industrial goods and high-tech industrial goods, the raw materials, you know, as we all know, comes from the continent that is commonly referred to as Africa. And then also to invite our listeners and those who follow us on social media and what have you to definitely check out our archives of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. On Blog Talk Radio, also, too, you can check the like page on Facebook for archived episodes as well, too, of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And please like the page and please follow the page.
Make sure y'all
also
call
too,
in, too. And drop
and then, of course, you know, we're reaching out there to those, you know, since the summer is upon us, you know, the summer madness is about to come on. And this is our time of the year here, you know, because,
my hunting season for the damn white supremacists, so watch out for that. Black family, time to square up, time to fight back, take a stand, shoot back, because we're at war now. So the only stand is right now is time for separation. The only
Well, to become self-sufficient, you know, is our only key.
Right.
So, you know, from my observation, but that's my opinion. You see? And, but however, looking at how, you know, these other groups are out here prospering, a great deal of them, you know, when they come here soon, you know, that is Ukrainians coming and duplicating the same process. They say they're going to start their businesses, you know, and start generating wealth for themselves. Once again, you know, out of the black and poor communities. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those, you know, the educators and scholars, you know, invited to call in and drop some knowledge on that, you know, to emphasize to our youth, you know, through educational means to attain that goal. Yes, sir.
Lady Tay is now joining us.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Black power, black power, black power. Shabaka said, Corey, it's about time you came back. Revolutionary.
I'm here. I'm here in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. Oh, it is tore up and it is raggedy. The homeless situation here, you know what I mean?
Black family? Yes. I just want to say that I overheard Che say that the New York shooter only got one body count, and what happened to the other nine? And how is that even possible? Like that's just an injustice in itself. I also think that you know, I'm probably a real radical thinker when I think about this, but. We're a war family, and you know, is it really that wrong to want our teachers to be a little bit more prepared in case they got to buck their way out of the school and to teach children? Is that really a wrong thought? So that's pretty fucking crazy. We had a couple of little shootings over here, active shootings that went somewhere, didn't go somewhere. Here again in our city in Denver. And they're active. Those little 24 and under something little devils, mostly white and Hispanic, are highly activated right now. And you got one in your house, you might want to look at them and, you know, really start wearing that ass out, you know? Because they're just going out terrorizing people and sending them home and causes fear in parents' hearts, fear all over the TV, and you know they just think it's a game, and it's not no game. It's not a game. People are dying left and right, and these little motherfuckers are activated.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know, it really is. It's a, but see, but
I mean, like, I have one, too. I got an 8-point-something-year-old, and I'm ready to wear her ass out. Just beat her ass just a couple times just for the sake of it. Just so she'll get a bright idea. You know what I mean?
Right.
And also the social media trying to blame everything. Also the social media trying to blame everything on us. Like this.
Yeah, we just had one escape jail, and he stabbed the police officer like 4 times and straight up, and was hidden for 4 hours. And he's only 18, a little Hispanic dude. He's highly activated.
Yeah, he's only 17.
Right.
Wow.
I think the mayor, the governor down in Texas, he's trying to make excuses for the down white supremacists. He's trying to say that he's trying to blame everything on rap music, trying to blame on the field games. I was like, what does have to do with him going up to the school and shoot all the kids like that? Like, come on now. It's not about rap music or the video games and all that. Sure, I remember back in the day I used to play video games. I don't feel I'm going up there acting like a damn fool.
We had some video games. We had to play them at our friends' house. We had more books than anything when I was following into the system. You know, books and records, that's what we had. Games, we play a lot of board games. We barely watch television. So these motherfuckers right here is just glued to anything with a fucking screen on it. And they just taking it, they just acting like it's real life fucking Call of Duty and shit. Just murking us. And if you notice, it's little white and Hispanic kids. Highly activated.
I listen to rap and hip hop, it's the programming of
these computers. No, go ahead, Isaiah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I listen to a lot of rap music and hip hop music. I was a huge fan of rap and hip hop. You know, it's not gonna make me go up there and go crazy. Like, so they probably blame everything on us. You know, they blame everything on our code to make those white supremacists go crazy. No, it's not about the music. It's not about the few games. It's just them. They get it all out of control. They get it all out of our hands. We just need to come together as one and, you know, stand up.
I think parents need to get the balls and just start whooping off at some asses, man. Bring it back to them days where you just got that switch and just whooped off in their ass just for the fuck of it. Why not? I mean, at this point, it wouldn't hurt you just to go ahead and whip your kid real quick. Just turn around, look at him, and whip his ass real quick, just because, you know. It might teach him something. He might get a little understanding that this is not a game. You do not spend your allowance or whatever you're doing to get that money to buy an AR. You know what I mean? And you just go ahead and just go bucking off on anything or running through schools with paintball guns, smiling, taking selfies in front of the police. You know, what kind of world are we living in? Does nobody want to whoop their kids' ass?
We're living in the Kyle Rittenhouse effect. This is the Kyle Rittenhouse effect.
Yeah.
What does this have to do with black people? Now, hopefully, we see this is what this has to do with black people. We are under siege.
Right. This is why
we're
paying tribute.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that little motherfucker wrote a 180-page manifesto, and he activated every other little motherfucker with him. You know, they thought it was funny and thinks it's cool to fuck it. Go ahead and just buck on everybody in a fucking school or grocery store, your grandmama, whatever. You know what I mean? And then go run through buildings and terrorize children that are in your class or your school and get the police called. You know how much taxpayer dollars goes out for just a prank? Not to mention, you shut the whole school down. You get everybody sent home. You got parents crying on corners, breaking into shit, trying to get their kid out. Man, the audacity of these little motherfuckers nowadays.
Well, yeah, you see, well, this is all this bullshit through social media that they see. Damn video games and all this old type of shit, and they always put apps for new games, you know, appealing to the kids and all that old type of shit. Remember when it was just Pac-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Or fucking Sonic. Legend of Zelda. I mean, can we have some normal shit?
Mario
Brothers, you know
what I mean?
Right. Well, the stupid shit, they can even take it back to the future.
Like Mortal Kombat. Now, you know, we got Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. Got Grand Theft Auto, too, like, and all that. Like, well, that's
motherfuckers
don't
even call Jackie.
Right. I used to play PlayStation. I used to play Nintendo 64. I used to play all them consoles. But and then And then when I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna drive me crazy and do nothing. This I'm crazy. And then I'm all just right on the Supremes. The white Supremes. I just want to go like, let me see. I can do that like this in real life.
They ain't never made no game for us.
But let me tell you this here on that there, Lady Che. You brought up an ancient memory. Okay, I remember when they started making and asked some of the folks in my age group about in the late 60s, early 70s, they were making black dolls to compete with Barbie. And I forgot the name of the doll. And it was Afrocentric, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the girls to play with, right? But then Mattel came and bought them out, and they killed the plans on it.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. Okay, now check this out. Just like this brother had came up with some great innovation on for black men to shave with, right? Because, you know, like how we get all them bumps and ingrown hairs and all that old shit, you know what I mean? So Gillette tried to get his brother like $500 million for his idea. He told them to go fuck themselves. And you know, he kept his idea. So I wish him the best. And also, too, this episode tonight is for those 18 years of age or over. So, let's definitely get that disclaimer out there. And so we've been here in Los Angeles for a minute now, and getting to the homeless situation, you know, because a lot of our people die from that as well, too, rather if it's Denver, Oakland, Los Angeles, New York City, Baltimore, Chicago, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia.
I've been seeing a lot of homeless in downtown.
And the beat goes on.
And it's what's crazy is I've been seeing like a lot of tents in downtown, like on all this on a box of homes. Like they're not doing nothing for this box of homes, so they can put the homeless people in. No, they're just gonna build that up, trying to build another corner store. With that box
in our city, they misappropriated the funds. They spent the funds elsewhere, and so our people are
just. Well, I'm quite sure they're doing that all over. Yeah, because out here in Los Angeles, you got the Congresswoman Karen Bass running for Los Angeles City Mayor, right? Some questionabilities in her background, you know what I mean?
And what about Deion Dixon? Ain't he running out there for Congress or Senator or something?
Who is that?
Deion Dixon.
Deion Dixon?
He's in L.A., right?
Yeah, who is he?
Yeah, he's in the Bay. I think he's running for Senate. What do you think about his politics?
You
got a black agenda?
Okay. Well, I have to check that out and have to do some research for him. You know, we'll do that there on a future episode. But Mark Ridley Thomas, you know, who's a former L.A. City county supervisor and L.A. former city councilman, you know, he got caught up in a scandal similar to the case that happened with all the celebrities, you know, passing their kids through college and paying off people to do it. So Omar Thomas, he got caught up in that. Then also, too, here in Los Angeles.
That white lady didn't get very much time. That white actress, she didn't get very much time. Her husband did the time, though.
Oh, yeah. So Ridley Thomas, you know, he had got caught up in that. And then also to Karen Bass, you know, there's some accusations of her and campaigns against her because they got the mayor's election going for Los Angeles, you know, just reporting up off the West Coast. Then also, too, they're trying to more of the homeless has increased in downtown Los Angeles, quite natural, of course. It's a high amount of our people, and there's definitely a correlation of the density of the population that we make here, not only in L.A. and Oakland, but California as a whole. You know,
it's
compared,
a majority,
you know,
all, almost all black and a little Hispanic in there. It seemed like from all the stuff I've been watching on the homeless situation out in California. It seemed like more black people, not that many Hispanics, and very little white. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but you know, oh, it's bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's real bad.
Yeah, it's real bad, you know. And then from what I understand is that the city of Los Angeles is trying to pass a law of saying that unused hotel space, so much of it has got to go to the homeless population.
Yep.
And then also, too, you know, these diseases, they're talking about this monkey virus outbreak bullshit. And they're trying to say that COVID is creeping up a little bit back here in Los Angeles County as well, too.
You come with them monkeypox?
Say that again?
Not the monkeypox.
Wait a minute. We got background noise, and I'm hearing some echoing.
I hear some feedback.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I said it looked horrible on white people's skin. Monkeypox.
Oh man, monkeypox.
Look it up.
No, you said it looked horrible on white people's skin.
Yeah, white people's skin is on the monkeypox.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're talking about that.
I wait for Brother Aziz to call in and talk about it.
Yeah, Brother Aziz, yeah.
Yeah,
he's just
talking about his birthday.
Yeah, so
I wait for Brother Aziz to call in and talk about monkeypox on Pink Booty.
Yeah, Brother Aziz just celebrated his 57th or 58th birthday the other day.
Okay, definitely, you know, happy birthday to the brother, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, out here in Los Angeles, we're going to try to get, you know, some videos in, some videography in as well, too, if possible, you know, from the Hollywood areas, because we have been promising, ladies and gentlemen, we'll do some shows here from Los Angeles, and so we're here. And we're going to go do some videography up there in Hollywood, walk down the Walk of Fame, and go up there where they have the footprints at. What is that? The Chinese Theater.
Don't forget about that.
Okay, go up there and then pass by Netflix. I've seen driving around.
You know, on Netflix, that they're going to charge you extra, too. They're going to cause you, you know, all this live streaming on TV and stuff. They're going to cost extra streaming, like them $10.99 a month. Like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, well, that just goes to show is that there's a demand for those services, and there's definitely a market for those services. And just
right.
Like with the gross national product of the United States, we contribute greatly to all these markets. You know, just
right.
After, you know,
and you know what's also crazy, too?
Leave the community in less than 10 minutes when it comes into it.
Right. And you know what's also crazy? Just cable bill keep getting higher and higher, too. So, you know, they're going to kick all the cable, they're going to kick all the cable system out, Xfinity, Comcast, DirecTV, they're going to take that out, and we're going to do live on streaming, like, you know what, this is crazy.
Okay, well, like, see, that. So what they did
sure.
to do with that industry, Isaiah, is just like what they did with analog television.
Yep.
They killed all the analog television, what was that, in 2011, 2009, I think?
2009.
So now what they're doing is that they're charging you to watch television.
Oh,
big
man. Right.
You know, we're either going to be ran out by white supremacists, AI, or fucking apocalypse, zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. All of it. That is evolving now. Started it in. Artificial intelligence. What do you think what Google is?
Yep.
Right.
Google's just
Google,
a mad fucking fucking operation right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you see, what do you think what Google is?
That's a multi-million-dollar company, right? And also starting
fucking
people
Google
too.
Google got a mind of its own, man. On Samsung phones and shit, just be turning on, be like, "Hello, the weather is. What can I do for you? Did you say jackpot? No, but we're gonna say shit except gumbo."
It's so funny. If I type on somebody's name, and somebody's name will pop up on the Google site, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I tell you, man, my computer be taking pictures randomly if I don't cover up the camera and shit, catching me in, you know, compromised positions and shit. Just fucking real random shit, and I wouldn't notice until I'm creating a flyer or something. I have to go into my pictures and see some shit, you know, us in there eating ice cream or some shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck is this? They just do the most. It turns on when it wants to. Talks to you when it wants to. Blinks when it wants to. I'm like, man, there's no one near that computer. That computer, I'm all the way across the room. And it just lit up in the middle of the night. Crazy.
And also on YouTube, too.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube is another million-dollar company. Like, you can post videos. You can look up everything on YouTube. Like, you can, how to do this on YouTube, how to do that on YouTube. It will show you, too, like, how to tie my shoes on YouTube, and the best you're going to pop up. Like, yo, of course,
yeah.
This internet.
Yeah. yeah. It's downright fucked up, you know?
Yeah, it is.
But
right.
Anyway, folks, let's talk about some long-term ancestors, you know, who made a great change for us
away.
As people today, like Frederick Douglass, or go back into the ancient times. You know what I'm saying? go back on the continent.
Marcus Garvey.
In the Caribbean, the Haitian Revolution. Nat Turner, Marcus Garvey. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Brother Malcolm's recent birthday, and definitely I want to thank Mr. McChesney. For coming on the podcast on the tribute to Malcolm's, that would have been his 97th birthday. 97th
birthday.
Yeah, you see. And so I listened to the playback at that and appreciate the crew, you know, making things happen. And then also, too, shout out to the anchor man. I was hoping, you know, that he'll join us tonight, you know, Ramel Understanding. And,
I'm
sorry?
You want to let us know?
Yeah, we'll ask you to call in because I talked to him about the ancestor show, so he going to throw a couple of God versus the devil. Him and the crew and me. We're going to talk about some legends. We could do a whole bunch of crazy stuff. I'm trying to book up the marathon.
Okay, when is the marathon?
What's that?
Okay, when is the marathon?
You said June 2nd, sir.
Huh?
Yeah, you said June 2nd. You said June 2nd, Shabbat.
Oh, June the 2nd. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, June
2nd.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's
what
RBA.
You said. Yeah, I'm trying to get the marathon for Ancestors Day going on, June 2nd. That's what you said.
Oh
yes, ma'am.
I sent out a couple of shout out to a couple of Panthers with their broadcast and a couple of conscious folks. So So, yeah, broadcast, blog talks, and YouTube. So I've been sending out invites left and right.
Okay.
Yeah, you said we were having a marathon. I didn't do what you said.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, yes, ma'am, I did say that. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, I'm making some notes
right here.
Nobody
was listening over here. Nobody was paying attention.
Okay. All right, so therefore, definitely inbox us. Inbox Brother Che, Lady Che, Revolutionary Gender, FrontlineBlackNews.org, FrontlineCampaign.org, Shabaka's Black Experience
and
Hands.
Yep. I've been telling everybody, if you got an invite from one of us, from either Shabaka St. Corey or just Parrish Che Kuma or myself, you know, feel free to jump on board. We got a couple of caveats, though. We are raising money for Shabaka St. Corey's Black Experience Enhanced and Jessica Harris' campaign for Denver Mayoral campaign. If you jump on board, those are just a small few caveats you gotta, abide by.
Right.
bring it on.
Yeah, for Brother Che, for mayor at Denver, he independent.
Yes, sir.
It's getting hard over here, man.
That Republican, FD, Democrat, no, we ain't none of them. We are independent. We are the black first. Black
first
and only first.
Yep.
Right.
Every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm. 24/7.
Yep. That shit just needs to be said. I mean, I would say, like, don't let the shade deflect the message. You're black first over here. Black first.
Right.
Period.
Yep. So, we had a good old vision from Malcolm X today.
Yeah.
Turn out. Again, we're just
we need more
Queen Bianca she sponsored the event. She threw together a really good event. We had Brother Sharif Ali there and the Bud Man, James Chapman. His shop was the front runner of it. Everybody was there. We was having some technical difficulties with me. I got Facebook. I went to Facebook jail. Been in Facebook jail. So I said, hey, here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda, it's an honor to be in Facebook jail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome this 30 days I got coming up for Frontline Black News. I can't post shit on my own shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, that just means that you're telling the truth when they put you in Facebook jail. You know what I'm saying? But they let all the others. I'm not gonna say they let propaganda. Go ahead.
Right.
That motherfucker they banned me. They blocked me in Facebook jail. They blocked me over there. I put on his page, about the little kid that was pretending to shoot up the school and shit over here in Denver. They had put a selfie in and the little motherfuckers were smiling and shit. And I just went in on it, and he blocked me, and then he blocked me from, so it's like 6 days on my own personal page and 30 days on my Frontline Black News page. And then I run with Jesse and all my pages that I'm active on, like your Shabaka, all the pages, all the group pages, right? I'm banned for like 30 days. All because I was like, you need to whoop their ass, you need to put them in jail, blah, 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 all this extra shit, right? So dude came to our event, and I was challenging Jesse. I was like, hey, man, go get an interview with the Black Dean of Journalism. Right? Yeah, I had forced him to go do it, right? And when he came over to our table, I was like, hey, what's going on? Woo-woo-woo. I was like, you blocked me on here. You got me canceled out of the fucking Facebook. And he acted like he didn't even know what I was talking about. And I was like, this off brand motherfucking Mark. You know what you did. You reported that. Somebody reported that. Because they said I was inciting violence. And I don't know what else. I was like, I'm inciting violence? Because I said to whoop off in that kid's ass? That's inciting violence? No, that's not inciting violence. That's just good old discipline. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I said put him in jail. I was a little girl. I was acting out, and I went to juvie a couple of times. And that first time is a real eye-opener when you think you're big and bad. You know what I mean? You get a little bit of understanding that you're causing people all kind of discomfort. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we had it at our house to where I was at my house, Brother Che and Sister Bianca were up at the crib, and they actually have students or friends with students that go there. So, you know, they're affected by this. And I'm watching them go through it. You know what I mean? I'm watching them go through a literal emotional fucking distraught right in front of me. You know what I mean? I didn't feel nothing because I don't have nothing going on over there. But I was just like, this is that bullshit. Then I saw the picture of them smiling in front of the police and had time to take a selfie with the police right there. Talking about free my, you know, my boy, I don't want to say the word. You know, blah, 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 right? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Did the police let you do this? No. And the parents, one of the kids is black. So I was like, their parents ain't on code, man. You definitely need to roll up on a parent and have a real hands-on conversation with them. If they think this is okay to let this motherfucker run with that little devil. Smiling.
You're
they
right.
were smiling. Audacity.
Hey, sorry about that.
Yeah, he
blocked me. Yeah, this is why we emphasize homeschooling for our youth, you know what I mean? But then with this technology crap, you see, it's coming in there. That is affecting our youth in a great way as well, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Man, no more libraries.
You
know, the library is going to stay on the tablet. Like,
yeah. To the homeschooling part, though, I don't know if this is true, Sabaka, but I heard that they're taking kids away for truancy if they're being homeschooled.
Oh, yeah.
Can they even do that?
Well, funny you should mention that is because they got a juvenile detention facility in L.A. County called McLaren Hall. And we mainstream news, they had mentioned some improprieties going on there with the youth as well, too. Neglect and abuse.
Yeah, over here we got the Gillian, and I've been a good couple of times in the Gillian. And then those kids would have went to the Gillian, and I was like, that first time I went in, them girls are jumping at the windows, calling me all kind of derogatory gang names that... I was in a different color than they liked. And they sure did jump at the windows, banging on the windows, talking about they were gonna whoop my ass, and it was no joke. No one came to get me. I was in there for a good handful of days. Mama didn't come get me, the sister didn't come get me. I was in there just sitting it down, and now as I was sitting it down, I was in there tussling. They're fighting to keep my shoes on, fighting to keep my dignity, just fighting, losing every battle, fighting, getting reprimanded, getting stuck in the cell. You know, it was a real eye-opener experience when I thought I went up in there thinking the first time I thought I was the hardest motherfucker on the face of the planet. They showed me I wasn't, and that's what them little demons need. They needed a little life check. You go up in the guild for a little while and just sit it down, like, get talked to, get checked a little bit, get the shoes taken, and, you know what I mean, just bow down, just so that they're just little cowards, you know? They had a kind of heart, and I was in there just cussing. I didn't know any better. I was just like, fight, go sleep, fight, eat, go to jail, you know, go sit it down, get talked to, fight. Got left out of there all battered. Went right back like a month later. It was no joke. But I bet you I wouldn't have been doing any of that off-brand shit, like taking a weapon to school. You know what I mean? Never. I would have never even thought that. Would have never crossed my mind. I would have just picked my battle with whoever I thought was wanted to bang it out with me, and just pray that I got a good couple of licks off, because I wasn't that great of a fighter when I was little. You know what I mean? But, geez. these little, that little light, that little Mexican kid that got picked up outside of the school here, he didn't look like he was much, man. He didn't. He looked like he would have got eaten and spat out immediately.
Wow.
You know, we didn't even hear what happened to him, huh, babe? We never heard what happened. If
well,
they went to jail or
as
not.
We said about the public indoctrination centers,
mm-hmm.
are
right.
dysfunctional. Okay, they're dysfunctional in theory, and they're dysfunctional in how they practice it. I mean, look what
right.
happened down here in Texas. Look what
mm-hmm.
happened in Colorado.
Yeah. Everywhere.
You can't help but cry
I'm,
when
nah,
you hear
I
that
sure
shit.
I sure hate going to school when I was coming up. Man, sure. Right,
what?
Like the all the well, when I was coming up, like I was not a really a school person anyway. I didn't like wake up early in the morning, like for one, they wasn't teaching. I did something on the nonsense up in them public schools. I was and I do know all the answers and everything, but they all every time when the test comes and I. I'm failing. I don't know why I keep failing these tests because I stay up all night going over to do the manual on textbooks, and they have been trying to fail me. I'm like, yo, what the heck? Like, I know it got all the answers, I wasn't really a school person. I just wanted to meet people what's up to the girls and stuff. I was trying to be quiet and everything, but other than that, I was not a school person
right.
at all.
That Columbine thing only taught me one thing and one thing only, is to worry about. The little white kids that were always being like the ones that always wore that dark shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They always
that was all that. That was all that learned from that whole shit. Look at them.
Right.
Yeah.
That was Kim getting on white kids passes every time, and when they pass the test, mm-hmm. but they always give us the low IQ, and then they are trying to put us in the and also they're trying to put us in what's they call them in middle classes,
I know what you're talking about.
Remedial
classes.
Yep, one of them.
Yeah, remedial classes,
I
you know,
like,
you even dumb it down, I use even more so.
Right.
Now they intentionally
yep.
beat me up.
Like, they're trying to put me up in there. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was not that great at academics, but I was good at everything else.
They
try to be different now. Like, they intentionally are trying to stand out to be, you know, odd or different or to be looked at. You know, back then when the Columbine thing happened, you know, those little weird motherfuckers were just weird. You know what I mean? They went to all white school, you know. We're looking at that shit like, oh, they're little weird-ass white kids. We got to stay away from them. It's always the crazy white kids, you know what I mean? They do some crazy shit. And then now they're intentionally being weird. Intentionally
yep.
being weirdos.
There's the neighborhood that's racist as hell.
Hell yeah.
I stepped foot in that neighborhood.
Hell yeah, all racist as hell.
Like, what are you doing here?
That.
Right.
I had a job in that area one time. I got a police call on me waiting for the bus. Yeah.
I even got some
racist
ass
teachers
checking
the
bus, too. I'm like, shit, that's so crazy.
Yeah, you know, this shit is redundant.
Yeah, it is.
And as we have stated before, and we will continue to state, you know, on these platforms, it's time for us to homeschool our youth, set up our own and control, repeat, own and control our own educational institutions. That says that's the only way that we're going
to
build up any infrastructure for ourselves.
Right.
Rather if it's technology, rather if it's science, engineering, the biosciences, you see what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, look at this stuff you got going on now. They talking about some monkeypox outbreaks and some shit like this, man.
Right.
You,
I'm like,
you
what
know,
the
come
hell
on.
Is some monkeypox? And now we have COVID, now the monkeypox. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is the thing with monkeypox?
Well, I'm just, you know, pointing out that on a biological level, man, you know, all this shit is a chain reaction of shit. Because, you know, you still got all that radiation dumping into the Pacific from, what was that power plant in Tokyo, Fukushima?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we
just
had
all that radiation
in Denver,
on
Colorado,
a consistent
too.
Basis.
That's weird.
Say that again.
We had an earthquake in Colorado today. That was weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, out here, you know, the quakes, you know, they come at any time, you know. And then also,
oh, yeah,
too, I just want to point out if I didn't
mention
it.
The West Coast, Bob
Shabaka.
Say what now?
No, I was saying you do have, like, mad earthquakes up there around up in the West Coast, Bob Shabaka.
Oh, I've lived through 3 major earthquakes in my lifetime.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Then not to mention all the 4s and the 5s. You see, on what they call the Richter scale that measures the velocity or the impact or the vibration of the earthquake. And the higher it goes, the worse it goes. Because like I said, you could sleep through a 3.0. You could sleep through a 4.0. But when them damn things start hitting like 6.0 plus, 7.0 and anything higher from that is more the destruction.
Damn.
And if it hits 10, that's total absolute destruction.
Right.
If it is 10 on 10 plus on a Richter scale, man, that's total
LA,
absolute
I
devastation.
I move out because I want the ground to stay still. I don't want the ground to be moving.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You know, on the
Oh yeah. It's interesting.
Getting back to the ancestors, though. The ancestors,
right?
You
oh yeah.
Find
yeah, getting back to our long-term ancestors, and then you know we want to pay tribute to all our great scholars. You know, and the list goes on, and what have you? And like, you know, Claude Anderson, you know, Umar Johnson, Naeem Akbar. Dr. Ben Jokinen. You know what I'm saying? Dr.
James
Amos
Baldwin.
Wilson.
Oh,
you know. And then let's see, too, and then, of course, to those, you know, for their civil rights work, would be like Ralph Abernathy, Andrew Young. You know, Dr. King, Coretta Scott King, Julian Bond. And then also, too, what I want to mention out of the Black Empowerment era, and Brother Chad mentioned this on StreamYard, that Brother Sundiata Okoli, you know, has been released from prison. What is it, 48 years, I think he spent there?
48 years.
It's been 48 years. And then also, too, I came across some information in mainstream media out here on the West Coast where they're trying to get clemency for Rochelle McGee. And there are those, you know, who are familiar with his case out of Alameda County, you know, the Soledad brothers and what have you. And then, of course, as we do know, those who went
Freedom
through
all,
cases with the Panther 21 trials in New York City. Tupac's mom, Afeni Shakur, was one of them. And also, too, as you do know, all the charges were false. And I think Afeni Shakur became an attorney. Went to law school and got a degree in that and sued the shit out the state of New York for false imprisonment and what have you. And then, of course, you know, those in the civil rights area, even John Lewis, who talks about good trouble, getting bashed upside his head at the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Right.
You know, and okay, so then of course we got to mention those, you know, who made the ultimate sacrifice, like Fred Hampton, little Bobby Hutton.
Black Panther Party.
Like brothers and sisters, you know, who made the ultimate sacrifice, a great sacrifice, you know, in our liberation and self-determination. And so, you know, we just wanted to be known is that what it is nothing wrong, you know, of what our platform is. It's just that it seems like, you know, off the last 50 years, you know, through all this integrationary policies and what have you, every other group has benefited off of it greatly, except us.
But we need to stay on
and
code.
Once again, we're saying for all you Biden supporters out there, the number to call in is 516-418-5996, and we yet to hear from you. You know what I'm saying?
And you know that I'm Sleeping Joe came on race on these gas prices, and, you know, come on, change your hair or something.
Gas, meat, everything. Gas and meat for me, for God's sake.
Glad he brought it up. Because here in Southern California, you know, you can get you some gas for about $6.73 a gallon.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
And that's low-grade shit.
Right. And I'm right here on the East Coast where I'm always like, I'm $4.89 premium and regular.
Man, do you know how bad they wish that $4.89 gasoline could go or would come back here to California, sir?
You
know what, man? I'd be siphoning my ass off. I ain't gonna lie.
No, well, you know,
I can be like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well.
That shit is too costly, man.
Well, I remember when this bullshit had first started 50 years ago. What was that, 73? Going into 74. That's when old boy, old Tricky was the president. Well, he was talking about he wasn't a crook and all this old type of shit. And and then they started daylight savings time in the winter months. Then they had to change all the designs of the cars from those great big old Cadillacs and what have you, and they had to make the engines more fuel efficient. So quite naturally, of course, they raises the price on that. And then, of course, the price of fuel, period, is going to cause a chain reaction in food prices as well, too.
They're doing that right now, Brother Chang.
Grow our own food, start shipping our own food to each other.
Yeah, they're doing Black family.
I mean, and then, you know, if black folks are in trucking businesses, yeah, that's
a
resource right there.
One loaf of bread. $2 for one loaf of bread. Like, what the hell?
Well, we need to start growing the wheat to make our own bread.
That's right. That
meat, cheese, milk.
Grow up our own vegetables out in the backyard.
Well, your agricultural products, your dairy products, you know what I'm saying? Also, too, the same thing with your durable goods, capital goods, consumer goods.
Home goods.
Yeah, you see. And then also, too, I want to give a shout-out there to I want to give a shout-out there in recognition to Outlaw Radio, to Black Eye Stand Radio, New Era Chicago, New Era Detroit, Frontline Black News, and all black media, you know, telling our story from our perspective, as opposed to from those on our side who's just looking in. Yeah, you're right, Brother Isaiah, all black everything. Controlling our own commercial infrastructure, our own educational infrastructure, our own power grid infrastructure, our own technological infrastructure.
Plumbing.
Same thing, you know, with biomedical treatment.
Yeah.
You see? Because you got these biotechnical barbarians.
enough of us to start all kinds of different little colonies, man. We just start doing it. You know?
Yep.
There's enough of us to do it.
Yep. And we got the, all the
filtration, water filtration system, people, all sorts of fucking things. Agriculture, fucking grow our own shit, medicine, man. There's enough of us to have little colonies everywhere and be self-sustainable. There's nobody want to put in that light work, and everybody's afraid of the leaving their comfort zone and the indoors to go outdoors to fucking struggling and get your grind on.
Okay, that's why you got to get rid of neocolonialism. All right. The continent in the diaspora, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all these people like you, Jeff Fars and what have you, yeah, Jeffy, if you're listening in, yeah, going to step on you a little, not step on you, but crumb bum on you. Yeah, you blocked me on your show because you couldn't handle the truth.
Oh, boy.
I had to go off on him, expose him, for him to have me on his show.
For sure.
And then a week or two later, he has my competition on.
It was like the next day.
No,
wow.
Week.
Damn,
yeah,
you're welcome to give us a call in at 516-418-5996. We're not going to be like you. We're not going to block you. You're more than welcome to come on here, brother, and state how you honestly feel.
Hey,
I don't
know.
Yeah,
he's sitting in the back in a Zoom for like 30 minutes.
And
didn't even
know.
I'm cool on that. I'm cool on all of that right there because, you know, his boy blocked me from my own shit on Facebook. But not to mention, just to act all fucking like nothing happened. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And just the day before when I had Jesse over there asking the hard question, like, why you blocking, dude? Man, they ain't never gonna show up. That's what it is. They just have these conversations where, what if I was a white man? What if I was a white lady? Or what if I was a white person in politics? Well, why do we even gotta play the what if? Let's not play the what if. You're basically acting like that. As soon as you start that censorship and your fucking your petty motherfucking jabs to provoke people, that's what white people do. You instigate a motherfucking reaction for no reason. When you should just be black first, black always. Stay black.
Well, you can't.
You know what I mean?
Okay, we'll see, Lady Chase. As you're pointing out right there, is you can't do nothing for anybody else until you do something for yourself. And this is what I mean by the narrative is that we are in a state of emergency and have been for the last 50 years, and it's going to be about the 50-plus years, actually. But it's going to take at least 50 years to make some type of applications, you know, to get us off this negative path of self-destruction.
50 years.
At least he said 50. I was like another 4 on it. This rate.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to get innovative.
He's regenerate.
Yeah, get innovative, construction, mandatory. We got to get all that. We got to, you know, got to be some self-sufficient right now because we're going through crisis. Because I'm sure we got to rise up above this. Like I said before, time to take a stand. We at war. So wake up and stop bashing at each other and all that. So come on, black family, wake up.
We got to play all non-air human activity. We need to have our own institutions.
Our own self-defense classes, all that. Our own gun ranges too. You know, teach them, how to shoot.
I'm good with the separatism shit. I'm really good with the separatism idea. But where does that fit me in the broad spectrum of things, considering my biracial mixtures and whatnot? That's what I really want to talk about. Like, where does that fit me? Do I continue to be on the black side because I'm black first? Or does it just automatically discount me?
Well, look at it this way, sister. okay, you would still qualify for the auction block. And this is what I told people. And since I'm here in Los Angeles where Hollywood is and all that bullshit, okay, there's a film called Band of Angels starring a woman by the name of Yvonne DiCarlo, and Sidney Poitier was in the movie when he was real young, and it's about that. And it is set at the time of the around the time pre-Civil War. And just check it out. And
okay.
Get back with me. Check out a film called Invitation to Life.
Oh, yeah, told that.
Yeah, they made two versions
because
of that.
Because I was like,
one
yeah, we have a little debate from here.
And one in 1959.
You choose
what that.
Yeah.
No, you can see all that on YouTube,
I believe. Tears on your eyes, too.
Also, too, check out a movie made by D.W. Griffith, and they got the world's largest city park named after his sorry ass called Griffith Park here in Los Angeles. He's the one that brought you Birth of a Nation over 100 years ago in 1915 during the silent movie era.
Right, and he shows you, and you got a glimpse of what happened up in the White House back in those days.
Yeah.
Yep.
And look how they treated Paul Robeson. I'm talking about you, Mr. Hollywood. Yeah, I mean your neighborhood. See? You know? And then, let's see. And look at shit like Walt Disney movies from the 40s. Uncle Remus. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. My, what a wonderful day. He
and
got plenty of nothing, and nothing is plenty for him.
Right.
Now, what kind of shit is
and
that?
And also them the singing clothes, too. You know, them singing clothes from the movie, you know, from the elephant movie, too. You know, the
elephant movie.
Called the Dumbo. Them singing birds.
Dumbo.
Yeah. I see the elephant fly. Like, shit. Nobody see no damn elephant fly.
And also, too, I think I'm in the same neighborhood with Disneyland.
You know that was
Disneyland
a jam in that whole movie. The crows are singing.
Like I said, a
you got
fly.
Disneyland out
fly.
Here too. And Disneyland is the original Disneyland because they got Euro Disney and Disneyland
right.
in Florida.
Are you sure? Fuck you, Mickey Mouse. Try to make them all govern themselves.
Okay.
Wait a minute, one at a time. Now say that again, now.
No, I'm
the old
bitches,
punk ass, try to make them govern themselves for some old shit. So they have to pay taxes, they have to govern themselves, and all kind of extra shit. Because they didn't agree with them. Disney World.
What is this?
Epcot. DeSantis. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
DeSantis.
Oh, you talking about the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, over there, making Disney World, Epcot, Disney World, whatever, Florida, Disney World, fucking self-govern themselves, so they have to pay taxes and abide by his rules, and I don't know what else.
Words, he's trying to make Disney World its own municipality.
Yep.
Because they didn't agree with him
and
on some shit.
It'll just be a matter of time before these damn fools do that out in Orange County.
Yeah,
because Disneyland and Anaheim, California, that's Orange County.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And then also, too, I've been going through the Hub City,
which
is Compton, where Serena Williams is from, and Venus Williams. And I saw
Compton.
A park called, now get this, folks. I saw a park named after Magic Johnson, you know, during his Laker days.
Yeah.
He was playing for the Lakers, right? And would you believe that this park does not have not one basketball court in it?
Oh, really?
What?
Only in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they stopped that.
Hey, Kaepernick, man. Kaepernick got on a team now again, right? Kevin?
Well, from what I've been coming across my desk is that he's been talking to the Las Vegas Raiders about playing.
Yeah, didn't they pick him up? Who picked him up? Somebody picked him up this week, though.
Well, the last that I knew for the last few days ago is that he was talking to the Raiders about trying to get on the team.
I hope he gets on, man. He's been way out. He's been left out in the cold, man. I hope he gets on. Oh, light-skinned ass. I hope he gets on. Because they wouldn't let him play for, like, what, 5 years? No, 4 or 5 years.
So he's been out of the game for about six years. Well, we're down to our last 15 minutes, folks. And we'll call asking our listeners, you know, to listen to some of our archived episodes. You could Google Shabaka's Black Experience. You could follow us on Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. Definitely check out Frontline Black News. Definitely support Brother Che for mayor of Denver, Colorado. It's official that he is running for mayor and needs all the support that he can get. And definitely check out the like page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Like our page and follow our page because that gives you all our latest developments as we're developing more material for our platform. And leave us a comment. Mention to us what you would like to be doing in the community, you know, benefiting the community.
We encourage all weirdos to call in so we can talk shit to
us. Know.
Yeah.
All right, that's my closing statement, Brother Isaiah, then Lady Che, then Brother Che.
Okay. Each one, teach one. We all the God Black family. Time to come together as one. Time to unify. Time to stay on cold because we're in a state of a crisis. We're in a state of the emergency we're living in right now. So I'll tell you once before, I'll tell you a thousand of times, time to stop bashing at each other, stop calling each other names, stop mean mugging at each other, because we are not your enemy, Black family. We are together as one. We are one Black unity. We are Black love. We are Black empowerment. We are Black everything. So we need to come together as forward in this time during this crisis. It's your time seeing the same routine. It's your time to see the same old thing. Come on to a brother, Shabaka Black Experience. We're going to teach the real Black truth. You're going to listen to the real Black deal. And we do this every Tuesday. So Black love, Black power. Love y'all. Peace.
All right, I would say this.
Black family, stay Black, stay dangerous always. Don't be afraid to go ahead and handle up with your under 20, 24-year-olds that live in your house and eat up your food and decide they want to go do crazy shit at school and hang out with, you know, buffer classes and whatnot. Don't be afraid to just go ahead and strip them of all their worldly possessions and go ahead and handle that business that's been long overdue. And also, too, Black family, go ahead and start getting your power tools in before they take them away fully. Right now with these gun passing bills, you might want to go ahead and get your shopping on for home protection and whatnot because it's quite dangerous. These little motherfuckers right now are activated. And, you know, you might be sitting across the dinner table from one of them. Go ahead and just handle up and have a good conversation with them. You know, at our age, we got little life checks when we were their age, messing up by our folks and by the community, and maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe they need to get a little bit of understanding that they just can't go around doing this kind of stuff, and life ain't that hard. It ain't that difficult. There's people around that can deal with their problems and talk to them. Maybe they need to reach out and stop being so damn emotional. Maybe you should have those kind of conversations. Stay on cold, family. Stay on cold. I don't want to see no more craziness like when little babies is getting murked and shit at school. It's terrible. And it's also terrible that the person that does it, you know, obviously there's signs and nobody's paying attention because we're just too busy just living our own lives doing nothing instead of being constructive. So start stripping them of all their worldly possessions that you bought them and start, you know, handing them books and, you know, really just don't be afraid of being in that ass and fucking find out what's really going on. Because at this point, you ain't got nothing to lose and it's better to have them there than to not have them. Think about it like that. Stay dangerous, like family, keep your head up, swivel, and know that nowhere is safe. We are in a state of emergency. We are at war. Do not take it for granted. If you decide you want to stay in the house, stay in the house, but we're free. We're going that way. So it's a liberation. Join us or stay behind, but get out the fuck away. All right, I'll pass you the cake. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah, peace, love, and black empowerment. Thank you all for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're at war, black family. I don't know how many more signs of it we have to see before we realize it and fight back. This war consists of 9 areas of human activity. Those are education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion. And counter war. And black family, it's time we start waging back. They're not even going to try the suspect for 10 murder counts. They're only charging them for 1. If that's not a wake up call, black family, I'm going to and they're not preaching that forgive stuff to the people in Texas. They were out in Buffalo, though, with that nonsense. Forgive. No, black family. We forgiven enough.
Forgiven too much. It's time to be self-sufficient. Time to stand up.
Yeah.
So,
it's time to be self-sufficient. And definitely time to be thinking of ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's because it's up to us to take care of us because we all we got, just like what the hashtag
right.
said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we all we got. Well, gentlemen,
yeah,
if that's it on our closing comments.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So some future shows that's going to be coming up hopefully within the next 30 days or less, we're going to be here trying to do 5 shows a week,
right.
You know, Monday through Friday, and maybe a weekend show. Also, too, we're going to be doing the marathon on starting June the 2nd, you know, for a tribute to Ancestors Day. So we're reaching out to all black media if they'd like to participate in it. Just inbox us and message us. At Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on the Facebook Live page, or you could inbox us at Twitter, at Shabaka Capital EXP, and we're going to have, you know, a range of subjects, economics, history, you know, fundraising.
Or inbox us on, you know,
education,
just on the different ideas for the show.
Yep. And so, you know, so definitely stay tuned to Frontline Black News as well, too. Definitely check us out on StreamYard every Saturday night on Frontline Black News, hosted by Che and Kruma and Lady Che. And, you know, along with our anchorman and occasional special guests that we have. And if you have any ideas of what we need to talk about or any subjects that concern you,
inbox
us and see if we can
sure
hear what you're trying to do.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a black experience in hand. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our show for...
What was the air date of this show, Shabaka?
I'm sorry?
What's the air date for this show?
Okay, the air date of this show, here is May 31st, 2022.
All right, peace,
and
love, light.
Got, you know,
Peace, black power, all black everything, black love, and we going out with a bang.
Yes, sir. And for our outro tonight, we're going to play Revolutionary Love by Tupac Zante. Everybody know who
she is.
This
is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. Weapons of mass love. It's not enough just to change the system. We need to change ourselves. We have got to make this world user-friendly. User-friendly. Are you ready to sacrifice to end world hunger? To sacrifice to end colonialism? To end neocolonialism? To end racism? To end sexism? Revolution means the end of exploitation. Revolution means respecting people from other cultures. Revolution is creative. Revolution means treating your mate as a friend and as equal. Revolution is sexy. Revolution means respecting and learning from your children. Revolution is beautiful. Revolution means is love.